You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Chris writes, Dear Madison, take a step back and breathe. She has. I can tell you that right now. We had a conversation yesterday, and I said, most people who are emotional about the election, before they make any decision, they should let this filter out of their systems before they think of life-changing scenarios. So that's what's up. I love them forever. Madison and Ash. And I look forward to the next time I can see them. They're great. All right. Boy, I got to start to hammer out these sponsors. Boy, sometimes I just do a terrible job at this. These are the people that keep the lights on, for God's sake. Thank you, as always, to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. let me start over. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Working hard to get you into a mortgage pre-approved so you can start shopping. Buy your dream home. Call Mario no matter where you are in the U.S. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Mario can help you out whether you've done this many times in the past or this is your first time buying a home. Put him to work. I had a long talk with Mario this week, and he said, "Easy, I get the idea about buying vacation homes. It's a great idea. But I want you to wait." He goes, "I don't want you stretching yourself too thin. And here's what you have," because he takes a look at like money going out. He can see that. He goes, "Yeah, I mean, it's fine, but I don't want you to have to struggle or have any degree of anxiety. You don't want to be getting this mortgage until you're 100%. He goes, "Get rid of the goddamn RV. It's a pile of shit anyway." He goes, "Then that's fantastic. It's called a debt to income ratio. And you took on debt with the goddamn RV and you took on debt with the goddamn roof, but that's cool. You needed the roof, but you don't need the RV. Get rid of the RV, Easy." That's the type of advice you get from Mario. 231-332-6505. Now, I don't know if I'm necessarily going to get rid of the RV because I still love it, even though it's a pile of shit. But that's what he's saying. That's the type of leadership that will get you into the mortgage that you need. 231-332-6505. He's not afraid to tell you, here's what you need to do to make it happen, but I'm not even going to think about this until you do this, this, and this. I've been talking about this guy doing this for years. All right. Jeremy says, 3 days ago, Easy said, "I'm definitely selling the fraud bus." Okay. Yes, but maybe not. I can change my mind. Have you ever done this? Have you ever thought about something? You go to bed, you think about it again, you go to bed, you rethought it again. This happens. This is a great thing. Chris says, also, Madison, try and find your DS case. God, I got to get that clip on my hot button so we can listen to it again. Chris says, the general rule of thumb, if it's announced on this show, it won't happen. I would like to argue that. But that's generally true. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. Find them online at kingsroom.net. There's three locations. I need to get to one of them soon for a trimmy trim. Caledonia, Northland Drive, 821 36th Street, next to what's about to not be the costume room. They're selling that place. If you want to work for King's Room Barbershop, reach out. kingsroom.net. If you cut hair for a living, they would love for you to visit and say, hey, we want in. Or I want in. Watch your ears.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, that's unfortunate. You're like, who was that? Let me try this one. I kind of want to chit-chat with somebody. This might be one of those days where nobody wants to talk. That's embarrassing.
Smithsonian, Sue McAllister, please leave your name and number and I will get back to you. If you don't end it by saying go Bills, maybe I won't. All right, have a good day. Goodbye. Go Bills.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Stu, it's Eric. Call me, goddammit. Go Bills. Call me. Okay, this happened in the hockey game. Dylan Holloway, thank you to Jen for sending this along. We just talked about this the other day, where if my vagus nerve starts going nutso, like if I hear something gross, I start to vagal, and then I pass out. This is what free beer has. Remember, I used to make fun of them, and now I have it. I think I always had it. It just never manifested. And after I passed out, Nick Vanderdutch at the arena said, it should be called the vag nerve, or should be called vagging because you're a puss. Or some shit like that. Fucker. This happened to a hockey player. And he didn't see anything gross. Another way to make it do its thing, which is when it's stimulated somehow, it dilates your blood vessels and your blood pressure drops. Oxygen to your brain decreases dramatically and you lose consciousness. The only way to get it back is to lay, well, you will lay down because you'll be unconscious. And as soon as you lay down, you will come out of it because the blood will start to go back to your head. And the episode will end. So this guy is given the penalty, and then shit starts to go down.
Well, Some stuff going on here on the bench down here, John. Holloway in some trouble here. Ray Borelli has him. The Blues are motioning for the EMT crew to come out here, so not sure what's going on.
Okay, so you see him. He's got this dazed look on his face. Here's what happened. Puck hit him right
on his previous
right in the sweet spot.
Shift. The shot by Paul hit him, as you can see, up around the neck, the right shoulder, and in some difficulty on the Blues bench.
Yeah, you wonder. I mean, you speculate just if there's something that the aftershock of it, but there.
I thought maybe it would just be he passed out from boredom because he plays for the Blues.
Ray Borelli holding his head extremely still here, being very cautious. Both benches have cleared. All the players are very worried right now for Dylan Holloway. The right people now.
Okay, so now they might not even be aware as to what's happening. But he's losing consciousness or has lost consciousness.
John, to your point, he did finish that playoff, and then when he came back to the bench, it looked like he had lost his wind a little bit.
But he wasn't cut. Is that right, Jamie?
No, I don't see. Now, from my angle, I can't see if there's a cut or not.
The guy who's talking is between the benches.
You know, some bodies blocking me down here, but I don't see any towels or anything that have been used yet. Just looks like Ray is holding him, Ray Borelli, trainer, holding him very still here while they make sure as to what they might be dealing with. It's a tough sight for sure, and it's got.
You're basically on another planet when this happens.
For some of the Blues players too, they've had
stretcher.
The Jay Bouwmeester.
He'd be fine if they just laid him down. He probably wouldn't even miss a shift.
Situation and.
Ow! God damn.
There's that puck in the neck that we referenced, and then he skates down the ice and misses just narrowly an opportunity there and.
So that's weird that he finished
normal.
The shift. Yeah, that's odd. But hockey players are wired
skating
differently.
Back towards his end. He starts to grab a little bit there, but right here, yeah, he starts to tilt his head.
And they have brought the stretcher out.
Yeah.
Okay, now at this point he's on
well,
the stretcher.
Hoping for nothing.
And they're
but-
taking him off. Everybody here, I always find this strange. They start clapping, but he's gotten worse. Now he's on a stretcher, so everybody thinks he's dead, but they're like cheering.
The best here for Dylan Holloway. Hope it's nothing as serious as we.
No, don't do that. Just kind of like be quiet.
I'm watching right now. That's a tough sight.
Yeah, the Blues team doctors, as you can see, along with trainer Ray Borelli, giving him first class care.
Then they ended up calling the players back. They ended up going to the intermission because there's only like a minute and 11 left in the game.
So they take him to the Blues locker room and just wish for the very best for Dylan Holloway.
So they just said, fuck it. Let's add this minute and 11 on to the next period.
Situation that he appeared to be okay. And
that happened just recently
to send the
during one
the
of our games
room here,
for like
Jamie.
A hole in the ice.
Yeah, Wes McCauley just came over and informed me and some of the other people that there's no penalty on the play. They're going to send the teams to the
There was a game, I forgot the name of the guy, who had a goddamn seizure on the ice. And it was a game that I wasn't at. But he had a seizure on the ice. Something Nightingale was his name. I don't know. And it's fucked up, man. I think they canceled the game. Then there was a dude from the Red Wings who had a heart attack on the bench. And they're like doing CPR on the bench to get his heart going. He lived. I think he still works for the Red Wings, too. His name is like Yuri Fisher or some shit. Jeremy says, how about the Sabres goalie who took a skate to the throat? Yeah, that was Clint Malarchuk. There was a guy last year who took a skate in international play to the neck, and he died. And now the players wear neck guards. Like in the American Hockey League, it's mandatory to wear the neck guards. And it's like, oh, yeah, nice way to get after it. How could you not in the first place? You guys are stupid, all right? You are stupid people. Oh, yeah, well, it's irritating. Oh, yeah, it's going to be irritating when you've got a slit neck. With it looks like a fucking Colombian necktie, you asshole. Wear your protective gear. Hockey players are some of the dumbest on the planet. I don't understand why hockey players don't wear appropriate gear. I don't understand why pitchers don't wear a pitching helmet. My God, so stupid. The fact that the batter wears a helmet and all sorts of armor with pitches going from 90 to 100 miles an hour flying at them, where the pitcher's trying to put it in the strike zone, or the fact that the pitcher, random shot off the bat, can be flying anywhere, and typically at about 110 miles an hour. Nick Vanderdutch says, shit, they used to not even wear helmets. Oh my God, yes, I know. Jeremy says, wasn't the visor only made mandatory in the NHL in like 2010? Yeah, these are stupid people. And I've talked about this before. Anytime I talk to a hockey player who I happen to like get to know. So, you know, you do realize that that cage will protect your face and neck if you wear the cage or the bubble. Yeah, I know. Would you ever consider? Absolutely not. No. Why not? Because it's embarrassing. Swear to God. That's the logic here. You are dumb. Piano Finger Banger says, easy to the grifts. God, you guys are so fucking dumb. That'll be $200, please. Matt says, athletes sacrifice more than the military and teachers. The amount of shit the batters wear. Then he says, Noel's a bit ridiculous. That's that guy for Cleveland, right? Yeah, he wears like a fucking beekeeper suit when he's up to bat. Stu McAllister checking in. Eric Zane Show podcast.
It's Stu McAllister. How are you, man?
Stu, did I catch you at a bad time?
I'm down here in Toledo trying to hunt down a freezer.
Someone stole a freezer?
Yeah, they stole a freezer.
So you mean to tell me that the Dippin' Dots freezer was in a location and then it's no longer there?
Yeah, the business went belly up. It was like a new shop in a mall. And I got here. I'd never been here before. I got here. It is closed up. I tried to find, I did talk to security and maintenance, and they said the place is wiped out. There's nothing in it. So some people stole a freezer.
Is this the first time you've had to find the whereabouts of a freezer that has absconded?
No, I've played private detective on more than one occasion.
So the Dippin' Dots freezers are special. They've been retrofitted to be extremely cold, sub-zero temperatures.
Yep. -40 degrees. Yep.
Okay. And now I don't think that this is like a high dollar item. Why in God's name would they do this?
Who knows, man? Who knows? People are weird. You would have thought they just would have left it there, but I don't know. Maybe they thought they could use it. I suppose you could, but I mean, stuff will eventually get freezer burn.
What did they sell? Did you say it was at a newsstand?
Yeah. It was probably old like newspapers, magazines, candy, stuff like that would be my guess.
I'm getting a suggestion in the live chat that that freezer is already full of venison.
Probably. Who knows? Dead bodies.
Okay.
Something's in it.
You haven't had any contact with the owner. Would you like me to call right now while you're on the phone?
No, the phone has been disconnected, the only phone that I had. So I knew once that I saw that the phone had been disconnected and there was no new phone number that I was going to, this is what I was going to run into.
Yes. So now if you talk to the management of the mall, I'm guessing you've already tried to run out that ground ball to get the whereabouts of this cocksucker.
Well, I'm just trying to hunt down the freezer, and the freezer's not here. Anything else, I'm just going to let my boss deal with.
Oh, okay. I thought your boss was like, all right, Stu, I need the investigative team out there, and then you're going to have to shoot some guy in the face.
I'm perfectly fine with shooting a guy in the face. It's a Trump world now, but I don't even know where I would go right now, so...
It's interesting that you mentioned that, Stu. You could feasibly run over some Mexicans today and some gays, and you'd be fine.
That would be celebrated. Less people that we have to deport.
Yeah, that's happening now. I mean, everything's going to get tariffed, and then Ukraine's going to burn. And
right.
Then, all the people in Gaza are dead. They might as well just dig graves for those fuckers. Shit's happening.
Can you tell me, like, who our allies are in the view of Mr. Trump? Like, who are our allies?
I think Putin, Russia, and Israel.
Yeah, that's about right.
I think that's correct. I think Trump loves Israel. They're very conservative. And he's
2345 West Dean Road.
What the fuck is that, Stu?
That's my GPS.
All right. Well, I don't want to keep you. I just wanted to talk some shit.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, let me turn this fucking thing down there. It's turned down now.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck you up. I mean, you're in the middle of the goddamn workday, Stu.
I'm in the middle of Ohio. Well, Toledo, technically.
Yeah, that's not bad. I don't mind. Everybody talks shit about Ohio, but I kind of like Ohio.
I'll say this. Ohio is way better than Indiana. Indiana's a shithole.
Oh, yeah.
It is the fucking worst of all time.
All right. Bills have managed to carve out a great space. They're in first place. One of the best teams in the league right now, despite losing Diggs.
Yep.
You must feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped, dude. I'm going to the game on Sunday. I'll be in Indiana.
So they're taking on the Colts.
Yeah, they're taking on the Colts. They should win, but everybody's like, it's a trap game because next week they play the Chiefs. I don't know, man. I like to not believe in trap games. These are goddamn professionals. One game at a time.
If they're good at anything, they don't even know that the Chiefs are next on the schedule because they've been so preparing for Indianapolis.
Yeah, exactly.
Indianapolis, they got this shithead quarterback that they had to bench. Did you hear about that fucking idiot?
Richardson, he's tired, man.
Yeah.
He's a tired young man. He's
like
got to take
10
a
steps at like a jogging pace, and he said, take me out of the game. I'm pooped.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to do, man. When you're the quarterback, the face of the team, and you want to take a playoff, you can't do that. He'll be out of league in 3 years.
You make the most money. You play every play, suck my dick. That's the end of it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Do the plays, suck some dick.
Do you go by yourself to these games, or are you bringing another friend?
No, I'm going with my buddy Chad, his kid Liam, and there's a bunch of other Bills backers who are coming down too. So it's going to be a good time. We're taking over Indy.
Is the next potential Mrs. McAllister in your sights right now?
None. There are none. I've taken myself off dating apps. I have very little interest. It was pretty frustrating. So I'm taking a breather.
Have you ever gone out on a date with a person through a dating app and all they wanted to do was mount you?
No, but that would be a step up from how things have been.
All right. Have you ever gone to a date and then you realize when the person walked in that it wasn't like the picture, so you slunk out, never to be seen again?
It's never been like that, but there have been things where I've sat down with somebody and was like, oh, yeah, this is not going to work out. So I had a lady, like, I like doing coffee dates because it can be quick in and out. Where do you want to go for coffee? She wanted to go get coffee at Olive Garden. What the fuck is that about?
So wait a minute. You go for the coffee. She goes for endless pasta bowl?
Well, she didn't even eat food. She just got coffee.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. She legitimately wanted coffee, but I'm like, why are we going to Olive Garden? I felt bad for the waiter. So I ordered food. Oh. So I felt bad for that guy.
Yeah, there's problems there right from the jump.
Yeah. So I quickly knew that I was going nowhere. So it's all right. Yeah. It's rough, man. You should be very happy that things are how they are for you.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have a Pooh Bear. I've had a Pooh Bear for most of my life. Since I was 18, I've had a Pooh Bear.
God, that's amazing. That's fucking amazing.
Not everybody gets a Pooh Bear.
No, I'm one of those guys. I don't get a Pooh Bear, man. There was there's a company back in Buffalo that's shutting doors, and a woman I went to high school with had been there for 31 years. I was like, Jesus Christ, you've been working at the same place for 31 years. I can't imagine what that's like.
Yeah, well, I mean, Stu is fucking no moss grows under his feet.
Yeah, it's 31 days is usually the limit.
Right. God damn. I'll never forget that one year when you had a new job every third day of the week.
Yeah, nothing that I'm proud of, but yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. It was so great. It was so fantastic.
That makes for good content, I imagine. Yep.
So look, I'm trying to get you favor with one of my immortal audience members.
Oh yeah.
Linda, who was a huge fan of you. And then she got very, very upset because you yelled at Ween Dog.
Sadie Dog. I yelled at Sadie Dog.
You yelled at Sadie Dog.
Yes. I know. I got Sadie Dog right here next to me. I'm pretty much with my dogs 24/7.
Correct.
It's unreal.
Now, so she's kind of like, he can't unring the bell.
Sure.
Is there anything, because in the past, I think I can quote you as saying, yeah, fuck off, Linda. I think that's what you said about Linda. Is there any way that we can possibly get you to turn that around?
What's the point? What is she going to get from it? What am I going to get from it? What's the point? Let's just hate each other.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your honesty. As always, you are transparent and bold, to say the least. So God love that.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it, man.
Stu, you are a legend. The LMNO podcast is still going strong after how many years now?
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know. 12, 13. I don't know. Something like that.
How many episodes do you have under your belt, Stu?
I have about over 1,100 Patreon, and I have about 900 regular Elemental podcasts. But then I used to call it Studio 1534, and that was at least 300, maybe. So okay. I got way too many.
I have just gotten confirmation via the chat that Linda is
still mad.
Letting bygones be bygones.
All right.
She said, tell Stu I love him now. So I think she might start listening to you again. And by the way, she's single.
Oh, yeah?
Now, let me tell you, though. She's a wildcat. She will kick your fucking ass.
Yeah, I got no time for that. I'm old and beaten down, dude. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're right. You're pretty ran through. She's got she's got the eye of the tiger.
Oh, good for her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because she's old as balls like me. But she's got like the mentality of like she's 27.
I found that middle-aged women, that's what happens. They were beaten down, and then they get divorced or whatever. And then they're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, God.
She'll kill you.
Out.
She will beat your ass. There's no chance.
I can't handle that.
And you have to eat ass, too, so I don't know if that's your thing.
Oh, I got to eat ass while I'm back in.
All right, Stu, thank you so much for your brutal honesty and hilariousness.
You are always a favorite, man.
God bless, and have a nice day.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. Have a good one. Go Bills. See ya.
He said, go Bills. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Yesterday was an interesting day for your old pal EZ. We have this very, very sweet neighbor. I told you about one of the most horrible things that I've ever... there was a moment during that phone call where those of you on the live stream, you weren't able to see or hear what was happening. I'm not sure what happened there. And then all of a sudden it was back. Equally odd is all of a sudden there's now 69 viewers that are in this live stream. And that's never happened. I don't know what the fuck is happening here. That's very, very strange to me. Linda says hers says 38. So I think there's a glitch in the matrix. I don't think that that's accurate. I think something odd just happened. No big deal. I wouldn't know what to do with myself if there was more than 40, frankly. Linda says, I think it doubled us from the glitch, quite possibly. So a beloved neighbor is in a very vulnerable spot right now, as there was a person, her husband passed away in the neighborhood. And two very young boys. I've referenced this a couple times, and we're kind of doing the all right. We gotta as a neighborhood really wrap our arms around these folks. So that's happening, and we did the old pass the hat, and everybody's jumping on Meal Train. I love Meal Train. So these people aren't going to have to worry about any of that stuff that might slip through the cracks, you know, like lawn care and food to make as they deal with this ridiculously debilitating, ultra sad scenario. And so it's crazy because there's so much love going out to this family that it's actually overlapping. The love is spilleth over because I said to this another young lady who's spearheading the neighborhood support team, and I said, hey, I'm going to go over there and mow the leaves and then bag them all up. And then I get there, and there's someone doing it. And so I go walking up to him and go, hey, buddy, what's up? I go, what's the story? He goes, yeah, I was hired. I go, okay, so this is your gig. He goes, yeah. I go, all right, well, that's cool too. So I took off. And he was much better at it than I was. All right? And so I called neighborhood quarterback lady. I said, yeah, there's nothing going on, or there's someone doing it. And she goes, oh, well, that happens. I'll make a note of it. So we continue on. And then the idea was floated. And I had been thinking about this. So when I saw these two young boys, these are 9 and 11-year-olds. These are the same age as my grandkids. And I visited the funeral home and introduced myself and say, I'm part of the neighborhood contingent that's working together to try to, like, you know, and we're keeping our distance, but we're still kind of involved, you know. And there was a couple of neighborhood people there. There's a sweet lady named Kelly, who's a nurse. She was there. And so I was in and out in like 3 minutes. And the looks on these little boys, I was just, I mean, they're shattered, as you could imagine. So then neighborhood quarterback lady reaches out to me and she goes, so one of the things that was discussed was without a father figure around. What are these, you know, there's certain things that, you know, play catch in the yard, whatever, do this, do that. And late neighborhood quarterback lady says, would you be like up for that? Kind of like a HOA big brother, big sister type of deal. And I go, well, way ahead of you. I was thinking the same thing. So but we have to, like, the approach has to be right. You can't just go, here I am. So we got to, Diana and I have to talk with mom and start like a relationship, you know, with mom and family and kind of ease into this slowly. You know what I mean? Because the last thing I want to do is do anything that makes them, that kind of short circuits the normal process here. I don't know if there's a playbook for it, but I think that it has to, every single moment has to be meticulously thought about. By the way, Matt has some great jokes that I am not going to read. But there's great opportunity, like with introductions being made with those kids too, because my grandkids are the same age as those boys. So I think that as this process appropriately works out, because family members that could have a father figure influence or man influence, if you will, are far away. They live in different states. Megan says Eric Zaitunian is up for the job. Oh, and this would be full Zaitunian. There would be no Zane whatsoever in this. I mean, As I'm talking to you right now, there is no Eric Zane whatsoever. Well, I would say it's probably about 90% Eric Zaitunian, 10% Zane, because I still have to present. Eric Zaitunian has no ability to present. He's very quiet and relaxed. Aram references Matt's asshole jokes. Matt is on fire. That's true. Those are all jokes that I would say if this wasn't so remarkably sad. But we are going to approach this, and I just feel bad for that sweet family. Our beloved Justin, all right, was 7 years old, my son-in-law, when he lost his dad. So about the same age as these sweet boys. I don't know why I'm bringing that up, but that did happen. And we talk about that from time to time. I try to be as fatherly as I can to Justin. I love him so much. You know, he's really, like, been so fantastic for our family. He has never to this day, as I talked about, referred to me as any specific thing. I have not been Dad, Eric, Mr. Z. It's always him. He has never called me anything other than that. And that's so fucking funny. Matt says, we pay for Zane. Leave Zaitunian for the dirt people at Q100. Several different identities on your old pal EZ. Mr. Pop Pop is the guy in the neighborhood who allows the kids to use the pool. And that has led to an onslaught of inappropriate material and jokes by you idiots on this show. Now, again, this is not my doing. Pooh Bear reached out to the neighbor kids and said, hey, it's a free-for-all. We don't even use this stupid pool. You can use it. Oh, sorry. Hang on a second. I got to take care of something. I got to put out a fire. Be right back. Easy putting out fires. Apparently, somebody wanted 4 tickets to the Grand Rapids Gold for Sunday. They banged on my door. I said, absolutely. I got your back. The Gins, my tax guy, tag accounting. He goes, my buddy needs 4. Can you help me? Yeah. I sent it along. They sent him 4, but not for Sunday. They sent him 4 for today. God damn it. All right. Nick writes, give us the details. Those are the details. It's nothing exciting. But I did want to take care of it. You got to nip that shit right in the butt. I said shit. Megan said, you said we pay for Zane, not Eric Zaitunian. I'm just saying, as far as that goes, this is the free podcast. I hear you, miss. I hear you. All good. But anyway, I am pretty intrigued about this whole dynamic that is happening. It goes without saying, it's a fantastic point that was made by Becky when she says, it gives me hope when I see neighbors surrounding and helping each other like this. Yeah, and some of them support Trump. Tophus says, can we please make fun of more appropriate things? Hey, I'm not stopping you. Okay? You are never, ever encouraged to not make jokes. Aram wants to know, how many houses away is this family? I'm not sure. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Fuss is here, and this is perfect. Why is this perfect? because he's been saying to me for the longest time, EZ, I keep missing my ad. Okay? For My Policy Shop Insurance. And this is perfect. The last time I talked to Frank, it went like this. Hey, Frank, how are you? Yeah, I'm not getting any referrals. Are you even talking about it? Yes, I talk about it every day. Yeah, okay. Well, you know I'm supposed to bust your balls. I'm about to get rich in crypto. I guess Frank bought like a bunch of crypto and the shit's like coming out of his ears now. He's like totally rich. And he says to me, you know, you're on my list of 100. I go, what is that, Frank? You're my 100 people that I need when I get really rich. Like, there's some certain things I'm not too comfortable in working in, and it would be you doing it for me. Okay, whatever. If you want me to help you, I can help you. I don't give a shit. And then he always says it like this. You know, I miss the ads because I don't listen to your show. And he always says it like that, dripping with like this tough talk. I'm like, okay. Look at, he writes, XRP to the moon. Now, not everybody can see his comments right now. It's only on YouTube. I thought I had kicked off the YouTube audience today, but I didn't. So he's watching on YouTube. You can't see what he's saying. I'll just read to you what he says. Kenny says, why the hell is he on YouTube? That's because he's old. That's why. He doesn't even know what Twitch is. He woke up today. He lifted weights for like 4 hours. And then now here he is doing his thing. Chris writes, thanks for sponsoring me. Quote, well, I'm going to kick you off. Thanks for listening. No, I'm going to keep him right there because I want him to hear me talk about My Policy Shop Insurance. This is very important that you reach out to him so that he'll shut the fuck up about no one calling him. He's been here for years, all right? Chris writes, Frank's helped me a lot when I was 1099. Frank says, what the hell is Twitch? It's another place to watch me. Just go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Typically, this part of the show is not on YouTube because I want people to go on Twitch. Like Joe Martinez right there. He loves Twitch. This is what I want you to do, audience members. No matter where you are, when you need help with healthcare.gov, which open enrollment just started for healthcare.gov, Medicare, Social Security planning, life insurance, you call Frank. To get a hold of him, you go to this site, buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form. That's going to get you on his radar. Then you talk to Frank and you talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, any of those things. And if you're not ready for Medicare or Social Security, you know, you're not getting ready for retirement, there's going to be somebody in your life who is. Keep Frank in mind, despite him being a pain in my ass. Frank asks, is Twitch an app? Yes. Download the Twitch app, Frank, you fossil. And then search Eric Zane Live, all one word, and you can get my show live from 10 a.m. to noon, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Friday. That's how you do this. All these wonderful people are over here insulting you because you're so behind the times. In fact, Frank, if you have Amazon, you can get a free subscription to my show. You're like, well, wait a minute. Isn't it free? Yeah, but there's still ads that play. And if you want to get rid of the ads, you just link up your Amazon Prime account. Now, I think that's like asking you to turn water into gasoline because you're so, you know, not up on things. You know? Nevertheless, you are a wonderful sponsor, and I appreciate you very much. Now there, you got one of your ads. How does that feel? By the way, it's very important that you get a life insurance policy from Frank. Frank is a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. He shops many, many companies to get you the best policy for any of the things that we've talked about. He's an absolute legend. The best part of Frank is all it takes is just a conversation, and he's a damn wizard in this world. He is the best. I have many audience members that can attest to that. I just wish Moore would call so he'd shut up. Damn it. All right. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Legendary. Get your car repaired by them. They can take care of any car problem that you have, or EV or hybrid. The best in the business. Call them at 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Love them so much. Their website, ERVines. That's how they spell Irvine's. ERVines.com. A&E Heating and Cooling, the immortal Joe Martinez, probably my biggest supporter of the Twitch platform. 616-516-8579. You can take advantage of a free furnace tune-up and a diagnostic test for free. He is the only HVAC company in West Michigan to team up with DTE to offer this. So you call 616-516-8579, schedule Joe or any of the crew to come there, and it costs you nothing. The only catch, you can't have taken advantage of this in the last 2 years. Thank you, A&E Heating and Cooling. By the way, I want you to think of the asshole of the day because I will be awarding that in mere moments. Finally, TC Paintball. Your haven for fun paintball action in the great state of Michigan. People travel from many, many miles away to go to TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Book an event today. That might be something I can do for my new buddies down the street. Take the little guys to the kids' league. That'd be fantastic if Mr. Pop gathered up all the neighborhood kids and played paintball. They have a fully stocked pro shop you can check out there at TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Joe Martinez says upset weekend. He thinks Michigan is going to upset Indiana. What a crazy world we live in where Indiana's a fucking buzzsaw. Bob says, I'm not even going to read Bob's comment. That's a good joke, though. Lots of great comments in the chat today. You guys were fantastic. Piano Finger Banger says, everybody get your furnace fixed before Joe gets deported. Okay. While funny, absolutely not true. Joe was born in the United States, in Texas. I think Corpus Christi, right? Isn't that where you're from? Joe's so not Mexican that the Mexicans make fun of his accent. Imagine a Michigan accent with Mexican. Tophus says there were people born in the United States who were deported because of how they look the last time. That's unfortunate. okay, I actually feel like I'm outmatched in regards to comedy compared to the chat today. You guys have absolutely destroyed the chat in a good way. Thank you to Linda for finally writing a comment to give me the asshole of the day, because, again, I never remember what the hell I've talked about on this catastrophe. Today's asshole of the day is none other than alt-country star Zach Bryan, who until today I'd never heard of. Joe Martinez writes, going to be fun watching all you white people pick your fruit and vegetables. You see, I don't know if that's necessarily true. There are a lot of Mexicans that pick fruit and vegetables, but not all of them are undocumented. Like, I have a friend who's an apple farmer, and all of his employees are documented. They have visas to do that. So, that's not exactly true. Okay? Look, we are 2 days into the president-elect. You've got two days short of 4 years of giving this guy a chance. You have no choice. The American people have spoken. This is your president. You can sit there and bitch all you fucking want, but there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. So you might as well sit back and enjoy it. All right, that's the way it goes. You take the losses with the wins. And that's it. The only thing different is when Democrats lose, they don't bitch like Republicans. There's no question the Democrats and supporters of Democrats handled this quite a bit better. I have heard two people say what Joe Martinez is saying, that it was voter fraud. And they've only been listeners of this show who I've heard say it. Joe Martinez said it, and a guy by the name of, I forgot, somebody on Facebook also suggested it. And just like a baseless statement. All right? All the people who lost said, yeah, we got beat, and have not claimed that at all. So I don't want to hear any of your horseshit conspiracy theories. They made my dick itch 4 years ago and all the time since then. Just as bad here. Shut the fuck up. There was no election fraud. She just got smoked. Live with it. Fuck you. That is my time. As always, I've been perfect this week. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you on Patreon a little bit later on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Goodbye.
You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Moving like a river in my soul. Learn more at freedomforum.org.